I'm Nick Cazzarelli, and I'm a professor of molecular biology at UC Berkeley. There are a whole series of enzymes that change the structure of DNA. They are, in fact, the major determinants of what makes you different from your mother and father, and that is that you have some process called recombination, or reshuffling of the genes from your parents. Now, how does that occur, the reshuffling? It's actually very simple enzymologically. You have two pieces of DNA. This ribbon represents DNA. And they're broken and then rejoined in a particular way. I started with one ring, now I have two rings, and they're linked together. So you've done two things. You've changed the sequence of the DNA, and you've also changed its topology, because now it's a link or a cat name. And the most important technique for studying these forms of DNA is gel electrophoresis. And the reason is that as you coil DNA up, it moves faster in a gel, so that you can actually distinguish something which has 43 crossings in a knot from something which has 44 crossings in a knot very easily by electrophoresis. And this is what you use. It's very simple. All it is a power supply, an ordinary power supply, and there's an electrical potential between these two points on the gel. And in between them, there'll be something to support the DNA, like gelatin or agar, and the DNA travels through it. And then after a certain point of time, we quit the experiment, stain the DNA, and then take a picture of it. These pictures are pictures of knots of DNA that we've taken by an electron microscope. And the one on the left is called a trefoil because it has three crossings. And the one on the right is a four-crossing knot. And there's no way to convert one of those knots into the other without breaking the DNA and rejoining it. One of the mysteries of DNA topology, in fact, is that the knot on the left has a mirror image, which is different from the knot that you're seeing there, and the one on the right does not. Its mirror image is identical. And this turns out to be very important, because knots made in biology generally have one or the other of the mirror images. Often it's not enough for us to say that we make a 13-crossing knot. We have to know which 13-crossing knot is made. In fact, our record is that we looked at the structure of a 19-crossing knot, and I believe there are about 10 of the 7 different ways of tying a 19-crossing knot, and we predicted the right one. We knew that once we could predict that knot, that we must have understood that reaction very well.